the Green Bay Area Public School District has appointed a new interim superintendent. This comes weeks after former Superintendent Claude Tiller resigned following controversy over statements caught on a hot mic. However, some community members argue Tiller's comments were taken out of context and were not grounds for losing his job. Joining me now with more on the situation is WPR's Joe Schultz. Joe, remind us why these comments ended with the superintendent resigning.
So Tiller resigned after the district had launched an investigation into the comments he made on an Atlanta radio program last month. Tiller was on the show as part of a planned multi-state tour to recruit teachers from historically black colleges and universities. That's because 60% of students in the Green Bay public schools are people of color, but over 90% of the teaching staff is white. And Tiller really wanted to change that. Here's kind of a clip of him talking about his vision for the district.
I want to have more minority teachers at least equal as the Caucasian teachers in my district, mm-hmm. so that they can collaborate together for the betterment of the children and truly bring equity to Green Bay Area public schools.
Research shows that students perform better when teachers share their race or gender, but you know, some of his comments became controversial in the community. The program was streamed on Facebook Live, and when the radio show went to commercial, the stream kept broadcasting. In those kind of off-air comments, you know, he called a staff member a witch and spelled out the B word to describe how that person had treated an employee of color. And he also criticized the local business community for his belief that they were not doing enough to support students of color. He kind of resigned amid an investigation into all of this. And, you know, he resigned before the board was able to release the video of his interview with the Atlanta radio station.
And then there was this call from the community that he be reinstated. The board has since said that Tiller had the chance to rescind his resignation and didn't do so.
That's kind of where it gets a little murky now, is because on Monday, the Green Bay Press Gazette reported that Tiller actually says that his attorney emailed the school board's attorney to talk about the possibility of rescinding his resignation, and that email was sent about 2 days before the deadline to do so, according to the newspaper. But Tiller, you know, in an interview with the paper, said that the board wasn't interested. We've submitted an open records request to get copies of the emails, but, you know, we haven't heard back yet. The community really kind of rallied around Tiller, especially like community members of color. And, you know, community members of color also really supported Tiller's efforts to make the district's teaching staff better resemble its diverse student body. Tiller was the first black superintendent in the history of the Green Bay Area Public School District. Community members of color felt that a lot of his off-air comments had been taken out of context, and they really took issue with the district not releasing the interview until after Tiller had resigned.
And it's ended up revealing a lot about race in the school district.
Yeah, community members of color say it highlights racial inequities in the school district. Some parents and grandparents told me that the district isn't fair when disciplining children of color and white children equally. Green Bay resident Rosita Jackson Enos called on the school board to reinstate Tiller last week. After the meeting, she told me that Green Bay as a community has had issues of racism since she moved there in the late 1980s. She told me it's a tough place to live if you're a person of color and you aren't a player for the Green Bay Packers. And for a lot of people I spoke with, the situation just highlighted that there's still a lot of work to be done in the community, both in the school system and the broader Green Bay area, to address, you know, systemic racism.
And there's a new interim school superintendent. What do we know about Vicky Beyer?
So the school board appointed an interim superintendent Monday night, and that's Vicky Beyer. She served as the deputy superintendent under Tiller and is now in the position until the board appoints a new full-time superintendent. She actually previously served as interim superintendent because the district has had four superintendents since 2020. And she served in that role kind of before Tiller was hired. And it could be a while until Green Bay has a new full-time superintendent. The search for a full-time replacement for Tiller could take months, and the district's next fiscal year starts in July. So certainly something to watch in Green Bay. It's an issue that they have to find a long-term solution for.
That's WPR's Joe Schultz. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.